The World Health Organization now says the death toll from coronavirus has surpassed the toll from SARS 17 years ago. In mainland China, the number of deaths is still growing. And yesterday, the government reported the biggest one-day death toll, 97. Joining us now from Hong Kong is NPR science reporter Rebecca Hersher. Rebecca, nearly 100 deaths yesterday. And just today, President Xi Jinping was seen wearing a mask and surgical gown while visiting a hospital that's treating coronavirus patients. What's the latest?
Well, what those numbers tell us is that the virus is still spreading. You know, those 97 deaths, it takes the total number of deaths from the virus to 908. And the total number of confirmed cases, it's more than 40,000 now. Although a lot of public health officials, they actually think that might be an undercount. There were tens of thousands of cases that Chinese health authorities are still calling suspected, as opposed to confirmed cases. And really what the numbers make clear, the epicenter of this outbreak is still Hubei province. The vast majority of the new deaths and cases are happening there. The city of Wuhan is still in lockdown, although a lot of people in other parts of China are slowly returning to work.
What about in Hong Kong, where you are? I've got a friend who's in business there in Hong Kong. His family has flown back to the United States because the kids are out of school for the next month at least. And he's having to work from home. What about where you are, though, in Hong Kong?
Yeah, well, you know, you mentioned SARS, and the thing to remember about Hong Kong, and it's really present here, is that it was hit really hard by the SARS outbreak in 2003. Just to put it in context, the World Health Organization, it says about 750 to 800 people died of SARS total. At this point, we're at 908 from coronavirus. But here's the thing. Based on what we know right now, you're actually a lot less likely to die if you get coronavirus than if you got SARS. The vast majority of coronavirus cases are mild. Only about 3% of confirmed cases have been critical. So you see that reflected here in Hong Kong. There's not panic, but there is a real seriousness about making sure that people are being careful, that they're wearing masks, that they're protecting themselves.
And as you walk around the streets, is everybody wearing a mask?
Yeah, absolutely everybody. I mean, virtually everybody. I'm wearing a mask when I walk around. You know, mm-hmm. if you're not wearing one, people shoot you a dirty look. Like, are you not protecting me from you? Mm-hmm. I don't know you.
What about the cruise ships? We've been following the situation on that Japanese cruise ship that has been kept offshore. 60 new cases on that ship. People with the virus are being pulled off the ship. What's going on with the cruise ships? And are the passengers able to be tested to see if they have the coronavirus?
Japanese authorities are now saying they're going to try to test as many people as they can. Passengers are posting on social media saying they're getting kind of antsy, and you can see why. They've been stuck on this ship in port for a week already. On the flip side, here in Hong Kong, there was a ship that was being held in port. The passengers and crew from that ship, there were more than 3,000 of them, they were allowed to leave over the weekend because there were no positive tests found on that ship. Hmm. One of the real questions that scientists are trying to nail down that would affect people on these ships is exactly how long it takes between being exposed to the virus and showing symptoms. That obviously influences how long you need to isolate people who you think might have been exposed to the virus, right? So the more data about the virus that scientists have, the more accurate those calculations can get.
That is NPR science reporter Rebecca Hersher joining us from Hong Kong with the latest on the coronavirus outbreak. Rebecca, thank you.
Thanks so much.